I think this is your junior year now at Sterling. Am I right on that?
Yes, that is correct.
Now, because of injury and COVID situations, did you gain a year? How did that work out?
Yep. So when I transferred, I was able to take my COVID year, so I'll get four full years here at Sterling.
And since you've made the transfer to Sterling, you love the school. They've been great to you. You love every minute of it, don't you?
Yes, I do. They've opened their arms and have completely taken me in. It's been awesome.
How's your health? I know you went through a terrible injury. Are you back to 100% or close to it, you feel like?
Yeah, so I tore my ACL, and it's been about 9 months now. And I would say I'm about 80%, which is honestly amazing from all the bumps that I had this summer and not being able to run until July. It's been pretty amazing that I've been able to bounce right back and get back onto the court.
I'm sure it was hard work, the therapy and getting that knee back into good condition. I mean, it wasn't easy, was it?
No, thankfully I had a great team behind me. Shout out to Cabrelli Physical Therapy. And then my ATs back at home and here in Sterling. And they've really pushed me to do my best.
Injuries are part of the game. I'm afraid to say in the game of basketball, but you'll take a twisted ankle, a rolled ankle over an ACL any day of the week, won't you?
Yes, I would. Yes, I would.
I think you're four games into the season, Corinne. You know, kind of a tough start. I mean, I'm sure you played some tough teams, but there's a lot of basketball still to be played, isn't there?
Yeah, so our first three games, actually, we played all the teams were ranked in the top 15 of the nation with a brand new team. You never know what you're going to get, and we fought hard all of those games. We didn't get the best outcome, but it really helped us learn what we need to get better at for our conference season. And last night we got our first conference win, so that was awesome. And then our coach also got her 200th win in 9 years of coaching, so that's pretty awesome too.
Pretty special night. First win for the season. The coach getting a little milestone win as well. I bet a pretty special night, huh?
Yes, it was. It was awesome.
A lot of seniors in that group that I think, 26 and 6 last year. A lot of those young ladies graduated and move on, haven't they?
Yep, we had 7 seniors last year, and this year we only have 2 seniors. So we'll have basically our whole entire team back for next year, which is exciting. So this will be a good year to grow together on the court, and then we'll have everyone back for next year. So,
stat-wise, I believe it was your best game of the young season last night, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. It was.
24 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists, and a steal. That's a pretty good night of the office.
Yeah, it was.
What about the rest? As you said, 7 seniors. So are you the only one who really got any true starting time last year, the last couple of years?
So we have one other girl, Callie Breyer, our point guard. She was a freshman last year. She's our only returning starter along with me. And then we had some girls that played some pretty key minutes later in the season after I got hurt and then one of our seniors got hurt. They stepped in and played some key roles. But really, it's only kind of Callie and I who've had great experience on the floor. But the other girls are really coming in and doing a great job.
I see there's a few freshmen on the roster, a couple of sophomores, so it's still kind of a young bunch behind you, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
But you have faith that, hey, this is going to be a team. Might take a few lumps early in the season, but look out maybe after the holidays when it comes January, crunch time, you'll see this team will really move along, hopefully.
Yes, that's our plan.
Yeah, Concordia, you mentioned the schedule. Concordia, you know, we all know Concordia is really tough over the years. Central Methodist, a couple of teams I'm kind of unfamiliar with, but all those schools were preseason ranked, huh?
Yes, they were in the top 15. Central Methodist, they were, I think they made it to the Final Four or the Elite Eight, and Concordia was up there in the Sweet 16, I know for sure, and Dakota State was along up there as well. Definitely in the Sweet 16, might have made it to Elite Eight, I'm not for sure. But yeah, they were very, very, very good teams and very good programs.
Well, hopefully this injury didn't hasn't affected your shooting. You can still shoot that three from anywhere and the mid-range jumper. How about your speed? Do you feel like you're as quick as you were, or is just that kind of a thing in progress still?
My speed is great. Everything is honestly really great. Just my lateral movement is something that I've been working on and something that will come. They say once you hit a year, that's when you'll feel back to 100%. So I still got a few more months, but still continue to work hard and get back to that 100%.
Got some big games coming up. I see this weekend, St. Mary. I take it that's going to be another big one at your place, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. We always want to protect the home court, but we kind of owe it to St. Mary for beating us last year in the tournament. We weren't able to win the tournament, but we won overall conference in the regular season. But we got knocked out by them in the tournament, and they went to go ahead and win the tournament. So you kind of got a revenge game coming.
You've got a game on the 21st and then not until the 29th. So do you have a chance? No games over the Thanksgiving break that let you go home and get a few days off to go see the family?
Yep, so we'll play Oklahoma City at home, and then after that game we'll have, I think, 3 days off, and then we'll go back on Saturday and practice and get ready for the next conference game.
Yep, you've got, what, five games in early to mid-December, then your finals, and then off for a little bit of time before you come back. And boy, that January schedule, you know darn well, it's always tough with conference games, but it goes pretty fast, doesn't it?
Yes, it does, yep. I think after we get... We'll go to Florida during Christmas break, and we'll play two games down there and go to Disney and go to the beach and kind of hang out and bond together as a team, and then we'll come back and hit Christmas break, and then we'll be back into conference play again.
I'm glad you brought that up. I just looked at the schedule. That's the Warner University Classic for 2 days, going to where you're hoping for a sunny and warm Florida trip, huh?
Yes, that'll be quite a change.
I bet it will, no question about it. How the studies going? Everything, schoolwork? You've always done well in school. I'm sure that hasn't been a problem at all, has it?
Yep, it's going great. I've been one more semester closer to becoming a physical therapist, so that's been my main goal. It's been, the foundation has been laid, so pretty excited about that.
You're going to be out. So you have one more year. Are you taking that one more year and play next year?
Yep, I will.
And then it's out in the working world.
Yep.
Starting to look around, is any particular, would you like to, you know, does it matter where you get a job at, or do you like to come back here in Nebraska or stay in Kansas? You have kind of looking at that right now?
Well, first I have to go to doctorate school for physical therapy, so that's 3 more years. So I actually have 4 more years of classwork before I get out into the working field, but my plan is to hopefully come back to Nebraska and come back to the hometown.
Where were those 3 years? Will they be at Sterling, or you go someplace else for that?
Yep, it will be someplace else. I haven't decided yet because I'll start applying this summer for those doctorate programs. So
that's terrific. That's good. Your plan, what you said when you first got from high school to college, is going pretty smoothly, isn't it?
Yep, it's been exactly what I want.
And I know you're keeping tabs on another young lady in your household who is going to be playing some basketball. What grade is little sister in now?
She is in 7th grade and actually has her first junior high basketball game today against Alma. So I'll be watching her on the live stream before I go to practice. That's the plan anyway.
Keeping tabs on what she's doing and her sports as she is going to be finishing up a couple of more years at junior high, and then it's hello high school in 2 years.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Mom and dad are going through another high schooler. They've been through it once. They'll do just fine, won't they?
Yep, they will.
Well, Corinne, glad that everything's going good. Having fun at Sterling. Boy, it's been a great school to transfer to. And again, great people to work with, great team, great coaching staff.
Yes, it has been. It's been awesome.